everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
I was torn right there if I was going to say my lovely bride, Christy, or my lovely bride, Tina. Do you think that's confusing for people that they think I'm married to two people?
I would think so. I think you better say my name.
Tina. There it is. That's it. You kind of go by both now. You respond to Christy or Tina.
Yeah, it kind of grew on me. I took a year.
Yeah.
But now I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for checking out the episode to our seven faithful returning listeners. How are you doing, guys? Hope you're doing well today.
On this Monday morning.
It is a Monday morning, which is tomorrow. Weird to say because right now it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. Evening, early evening. But tomorrow, when you listen, you get up at 5 a.m. and this podcast episode is there waiting for you. It'll be Monday. So welcome back. If you're a brand new listener, thanks for checking out the podcast. We really do appreciate it. Hope that you will enjoy it and hang out with us, laugh a little bit. And, of course, share it with your friends. Let people know where you're hanging out, all that kind of good stuff. Why don't we just jump into our first segment here today, Tina? And that is what's new. And we're going to talk about what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Do you have anything new that you want to share, Tina?
I don't know if I've got a whole lot that's new. We did go to Walmart yesterday.
Yeah, and that's big time news right there.
You know, you never go in Walmart without a plan in motion.
That is true, because it'll sucker you in.
Because you will start to think, I need this. I went in for Command strips and a Dr. Pepper for Addison. And I came out.
Addison is Emma's friend who spent the night, who drinks Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
We don't drink it, per se.
And I was trying to be a good hostess and have her something that she likes to drink. And we went in for a couple things. And we ended up walking out $88 later with stuff that we probably didn't need.
Yeah.
For instance, sugar cookies.
I think we needed those. That's something that I don't feel like that we purchased accidentally. I think that was, it was a divine intervention, really.
It didn't stop there, though.
No.
Then we got chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And then we went to the bakery and got more sugar cookies with icing on them.
Yeah. Because Addison said that's what she liked better, though.
Yes, and we're trying to be a good hostess. And then what else did we get that was $88?
Well, all right, so this necessarily wasn't planned, but I'm not regretting that we got stuff to make some holiday eggnog.
Yeah.
I don't regret that one bit.
And you know.
And you bought Christmas lights.
Yeah, I needed some Christmas
lights. Did you regret that?
No, I needed that.
So even though we only intended to go inside and get, what were the two things you said? Command strips and Dr. Pepper. We've realized all these other things that we needed. Where do you think our life would be right now if we had not purchased those things? How do you think we'd sit? Because I've not eaten cookies or drank any eggnog since then.
No. I guess, I hadn't bought groceries yet. Nobody knows that. I normally buy them on Saturday. I hadn't bought groceries yet, so evidently we bought eggnog and command strips with our grocery budget.
That's pretty much it.
But, you know, I think that we went into Walmart so we could meet somebody.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. We normally talk about No Belt Boy.
Yeah, who did we meet?
Well, we met a new friend.
Oh, I know you're about
this. Named Margaret.
Yeah. Yeah, we met Margaret.
And Margaret, I'll just say, she definitely was, what do you call it?
She was peculiar.
A peculiar, unique person.
Yeah, she was a peculiar lady.
Now, let me tell you how peculiar she is. Now, normally when I meet somebody, I try to be nice and friendly. I've been told I'm not friendly before. I won't say any names who said that. But I've been told that I may not be the friendliest person, so I do try to be nice.
It wasn't
when
just
I see
you
someone.
That wasn't friendly; it was you and Jessica both. Just
yeah, we talk about that quite often. Yeah. So we make it We make a point that to be friendly to people sometimes. Sometimes we may just
you
not
overcompensate because of the hurt that you felt from this comment that was made to you years ago. 20 years?
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
20 years ago, maybe?
I don't know. I think I'm one of the friendliest people I know.
Okay.
So anyway, we come up to Margaret to register. She's 20 items or less. I made sure I didn't have 20 items or less. Well, I was very nice to her. It's like, you're good? Are you good? You know? Because she was kind of spaced out. Like, I couldn't quite tell if she was ready to check us out or not.
Yeah.
And she looked around. Like, is she talking to me?
You said, didn't you say, and I didn't hear any of this, but didn't you say you asked her if she was open?
So, and I she like, that.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
I said, are you good? And she's like, me? Yeah, I think so. And I was like, well, are you open? And so then she looks at me like I was not smart.
Well, the thing is, when we walked up, we're standing there, and she's not acknowledging us.
Oh, I'm going to get to that, too. So okay. She looks up to her light, like, well, duh, my light's on, isn't it? You know, so it's very, so her personality and my personality automatically did not click. So I thought, I'm handing this girl over to Chris. He's going to have to deal with her the rest. So I'm putting all my groceries on less than 20 items.
I didn't know any of this had happened.
No. She is sitting there while I'm loading my groceries onto the little platform, filing her nails.
Is that what she was doing?
Filing her nails.
I didn't know that.
While I'm putting my groceries up, did not touch one grocery until all of them were up there. And then you proceeded to come with your friendly demeanor. You know, so she'd already... very off-putting for me. I was done with Margaret. That's why I slid on. I was like, me and Margaret are not gonna get along. I was trying to be nice. It wasn't working. So you come up and you were like, hello Margaret, how's your day? And oh buddy, did she not unload on you talking about a customer she had previously that obviously did not look in her lane and see that she was 20 items or less. But she didn't say anything to the man. She just let him do his thing, you know. But she felt like, I felt like she thought he should not have come through her lane with more than 20 items.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then when you proceeded to put your eggnog up there, that's what made me think about stuff. Put your eggnog up there and you were like, I'm going to make some eggnog. And she's like, I know a good homemade eggnog. And you're like, oh, yeah. So then she proceeded to say.
I said, did you make it from scratch? And she was like, yeah. Like, that was the craziest question.
You go finish
because it. We buy eggnog and then we doctor it up and drink it.
Tell her what she said.
She was then proceeded how she takes rum and eggs.
A real egg.
Something else. And then she just told me, she said, you can find a recipe online.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
she's
Margaret.
Like, you know what makes a good eggnog? The room. I mean, you had to meet Margaret. If I had a picture of her, I would show her. Belt Boy's kind of awkward, but he's our friend, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Margaret, she's up there. If we ever go back in Walmart, I'm going to look for her. I don't know if I'll go see her again because she was very not nice to me. But anyway, so that's something to talk about right there.
Good old Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
You decorated the Christmas tree.
I did.
The tree's been up for 2 weeks, and we finally got some decorations on it.
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to figure out what's going on with me. Why haven't I been jolly? I told my mom the other day I hadn't been bitten by the fa-la-la-la bug yet because I hadn't really felt like doing anything but put it up, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And so I put up the tree. I mean, I got the ornaments out of the garage yesterday. And we used to have tradition that everybody would cut on a movie. We would put all of the stuff up together. Nobody wanted to help me put anything up in the house. So it's kind of depressing. So maybe that's why I haven't wanted to do it, because nobody wanted to decorate with me. The tradition is no more. It's very sad.
Are you still sad?
I am. Okay. I'm thinking that's maybe why I hadn't wanted to put anything up.
So, just for clarity, you have not been in the holiday spirit all this whole time because yesterday no one wanted to help you put Christmas decorations up.
Well, I've asked Emma a couple times. Lily's hardly ever home. But we just normally would make it a family
day. I will say that normally, though, you do this. This is what you do.
We used to do it together.
And you're upset.
And now it's Tina all by herself.
Lonely.
Tina Tom.
A lonely Christmas Tina.
Yeah. Me and the cat.
Well.
Me and Boots.
At least we got Boots here.
Yeah. So I did. I think, and then Emma told me the tree looked pretty. I hung some garland in the kitchen. I think the kitchen looks good.
Yeah. I think it looks very, very fa-la-la-la-ish.
Festive. I discovered that I like to collect snowmen.
Okay.
I have a lot of snowmen collected.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep looking for snowmen.
You're going to keep adding to the collection, huh?
That and villages.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so.
Well, very good.
That's what's been going on with
Tina. Anything else new?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay. Nope.
Well, there we go.
That was a lot of talking for a whole 10 minutes.
You had a whole 10 minutes of Tina time.
Tina time.
You had a whole 10 minutes of Tina time.
I guarantee you, I've interested all of our listeners right now. They have been very engaged in what I've been talking about.
I have another reference to Tina time this week. You know, last week I posed the recognition of Tina time. And just if you are new to the podcast or maybe you didn't listen to last week's podcast, Tina time is when Tina thinks it's time, it's time. Right? And so then nothing else matters because Tina thinks it's time and then it's got to go. So you just have to go back and listen to last week's example. I have a new example this week.
I'm curious to hear what that is.
Tina time this week decided that it was time to eat dinner. Nobody was listening to her and she got mad about it. Now, granted, nobody heard her at all, but Tina was not having it because it had crossed into Tina time and Tina decided that it was time to eat and nobody was listening or giving ideas, and it caused a little stink in the house.
Think sometimes I get hungry and I just need to go eat.
Yeah, nobody knew that Tina was saying we need to go eat. We didn't know. She was saying it, but we didn't hear it.
I don't like to carry on a conversation and somebody not listen to what I have to say.
And so we crossed into Tina time and buddy, it was on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it caused something for a minute or two. But.
Yeah. But then we fed Tina. We sometimes you're like that Snicker bar commercial.
I agree.
Where you're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah.
And we're like, we know you're hungry.
I agree.
We know you're hungry. He go.
Toss me a Three Musketeers.
He go.
You know we talked about candy at Halloween.
Yeah.
I have discovered that I love a Three Musketeers.
They're delicious. They're better than Snickers. I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to claim it. The Three Musketeers better than Snickers.
I'll tell you, I tried a couple in the Halloween bag. I went to Target and got me a whole bag of them.
But you don't like the big ones. You only like the little squares.
They make them little tiny ones and you pop them
in. I like
the
big ones. The big. Which that shouldn't be a shocker for anybody that knows me that I would like the big, whole big candy bar there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Tina, let's check out fantasy football. There's been a major shakeup in fantasy football. Something happened that I did not expect at all, and we'll get to it. Nothing in the top two, though. Nothing in the top two. Major L, Lauren, and B-Ball still 1 and 2, but number 3, Benny G came from the bottom, and now he has sole position at 3rd place.
That's great.
He's making a run here.
That's great.
And now, this is the last week. It seems as if...
Is it about to be over?
Yeah. I don't know what happens when, like, you get to the playoffs. It seems as if Lauren is going to win this, unless something crazy happens. The fact that she has picked 98.1% correctly is wild to me.
I don't know how she did
that. She doesn't know anything about football. Mm-mm. I think she's cheating.
I doubt it.
B-ball knows nothing about football.
Now, you don't know that. How do you know that?
I don't.
She may love it.
She may love football, but I don't think she does.
Really?
I don't.
Well, you'd have to ask her. We can't say that she doesn't until we know.
So
for
Benny
sure.
G has made a big time push from into third place. I don't think there's enough.
Good job, Benny.
Unless Lauren somehow forgets. Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this: I'll be glad when this is over.
Will you?
I'm not very fond of this game right here because how you pick them is not how you should pick them.
Okay.
I just covered them. Uh-huh. I've gone, you know, I've done it several ways. Normally, if you've 10-1 and you're going against a team that's like 6-2, you would think the 10-1's going to win it.
Yeah.
That happened this past week. I went for the other team, the 10-1 team. They lost.
Yeah.
I was very surprised by that. So I'll be glad when it's over. I was glad that I did it with everybody, but I don't know if I'd do it again.
Okay. You're in seventh place. You're tied with Big Time Bex, yeah. Jessica. Oh. And I'm tied with Megan at fourth. Wesley is in sixth. And then Kenny Football, Evo the Party Hog, and Karina's rounding out the bottom there.
Okay.
So it's been fun. It's been interesting. One more week. We got rivalry week coming up. Big games, Georgia Tech, Georgia. I say big game. I mean, that's not going to be a big game. Georgia will kill Georgia Tech.
When's this?
Saturday.
The Carolina-Clemson game?
Carolina-Clemson game Saturday.
What time is that?
I think, let me look.
I got a birthday party, but I need to know what time.
The Carolina-Clemson game on Saturday, they play at night. Tech and Georgia both play at night.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time that I heard this. I didn't know this. This is the first time Georgia Tech and Tech had played, I think, at night in like 12 years. So.
Okay. And you don't serve trees that night?
I serve that morning.
Okay. We should be okay. Not that I'm going to watch the whole game anyway. I mean, you know, I'm just a one quarter kind of girl, and then I go to bed, okay. You know, so.
All right. Okay. Well, Tina, we got Thanksgiving coming up this week.
Yep.
We're moving rapidly towards that.
That's just crazy, isn't it?
It is.
It's November.
It is.
The end of November.
You know, we always, one of the big things about Thanksgiving is what are you going to eat? Like that's, you know, for people, and I know that there are people that don't have the blessing that we have to be able to gather with family. Sometimes, you know, there's loss, you know, people have passed. There's, you know, disconnection for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people live away. Some people just don't feel like they have the, you know, a place to go. You know, we're lucky that we're blessed in the sense of we generally have too much going on. We've got two meals that we're going to attend. And, you know, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a fun-filled day. Your family's going to come here for lunch. And then we're going to go to my sister's house for that side of the family in the afternoon and eat again. So it'll be good. But around that is often, what are we going to eat? And so I'm going to play a game with you. I asked ChatGPT. I just said, give me 25 items that could be on a Thanksgiving dinner. And all you're going to say is if you're going to pass it or you're going to plate it.
Okay.
All right. Is it going on your plate or are you going to pass it? Okay. And this is, again, ChatGPT created this list. So I don't really know what all's on it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Roast turkey.
I played it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it. Okay. I'm passing like roast turkey.
A piece. I'll put a piece.
Yeah, I'm passing roast turkey. Mashed potatoes.
I'm going to pass it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it too on Thanksgiving. I like a mashed potato, but that's not what I came to the... I don't want that to take up my space.
Yeah, if you only got so much space, then... But you know, my daddy bought the platters with the hole in the middle and then the whole different compartments. I've got several of those that the men use at the house. Yeah. So.
I don't know what this is referring to. Gravy? Is this like brown gravy or like a giblet gravy?
Giblet.
Giblet? Is that?
I don't know. I say giblet. Now, you may say giblet.
I have no idea.
But we make that at the house.
So are you, is that a plate?
It's going to be plated on my dressing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cranberry sauce.
The canned cranberry sauce.
Thank you.
It's plated.
Canned cranberry sauce. I don't want real cranberries. I want the jelly that, I want it when it comes out of the can, it looks like the can, and we chop it up into slices. That's what I want. So I'm plating that. Dressing / stuffing.
Of course. Plate it.
Yep.
Plate.
Green bean casserole.
Plate it.
Yep, 100%. Sweet potatoes.
Plate it.
So I would say.
Now, G makes a good sweet potato.
Yeah, G makes a sweet potato casserole.
It's good.
Delicious. It may be one of the best things at Thanksgiving.
I agree, because it's kind of like a healthy thing, because it's a potato, but then.
I don't know that it's healthy.
Then it's very desserty, kind of sweet. It's real good.
Yeah. It's super tasty. I think we're going to be split on this. Pumpkin pie.
Now. I have knocked pumpkin for a long time. And I tried the pumpkin cookies from the lady at the church and fell in love with pumpkin. And so I might eat a little slice of it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I like pumpkin pie. I think it's really good. Macaroni and cheese.
I'd probably pass it.
I'm going to pass it. I'm not a mac and cheese guy. Unless it's Velveeta. And I don't think you should serve that at Thanksgiving. Roasted vegetables.
I'm going to pass it, too.
I'm going to pass it, too. I don't think we serve this at our Thanksgiving. Cornbread?
We're going to pass that, too.
Yeah.
Now, we're not the healthiest Thanksgiving eaters.
No. We're not healthy eaters in general.
If you're listening and have a healthy Thanksgiving, don't invite us.
Yeah, just save us.
Yeah, just save the time.
That's funny. All right. Deviled eggs.
I played it.
Yeah, same. Normally, your sister Amanda makes those and does a good job. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Cream corn.
We don't have a lot of corn.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of corn.
But I would plate it if I had it.
I would pass it. Mm-hmm. Another dessert, apple pie.
It's plated. It's a dessert.
You're going to pretty much get all the desserts.
Every dessert on the plate.
Butternut squash soup.
Yeah, again.
I'm going to pass on that.
Pass it. Who eats buttermilk squash soup?
Evidently, it's right here. It says it's a cozy starter.
That's, again, for the healthy eaters. Yeah, we don't even eat appetizers. We just go right for the plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biscuits or dinner rolls?
We do like the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get that.
Yeah, it's plated.
Candied pecans. I know we don't have that, but would you, it was on the...
No, I probably would pass it because I got too much other stuff to eat.
We actually put candied pecans, I think it's on G's...
On the sweet potato.
Sweet potato stuff. So with that in mind, I'm taking that with the sweet potato stuff.
But just put nuts on my plate to take up space?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-uh. Pecan pie.
It's definitely on the plate.
Yeah, I'm getting that. A cheese platter. We don't have that. I think I would pass
your it. Your mom and them might would do a cheese
platter. Yeah, mom, I could see mom. Maybe at not at Thanksgiving, but like a Christmas party, they'll do a cheese platter or something like that. And that's normally pretty good. I eat that. But this is Thanksgiving, so I'm going to pass it. I'm not even going to say this next one. Brussels sprouts with bacon. All right. Who's eating this for Thanksgiving?
Some people love Brussels sprouts, but not at Thanksgiving.
That's a pass for me. Pumpkin soup. Who's eating soup for Thanksgiving? Come on, ChatGPT.
Y'all need to come on over to the Lotz household and see what Thanksgiving's all about.
All right, so there's that cider glazed carrots.
That's a pass.
Yeah. a caramelized onion tart.
Pass.
Roast ham. There we go.
Yep.
And then cinnamon roasted apples. I actually know that my brother-in-law Anthony's mom
is bringing
these.
I'll try them. Okay. It's a dessert.
All right.
It's a dessert, folks. Tina gonna try the desserts.
So I got a couple of other extras here. Just a couple of things that wouldn't be necessarily on this list, but just extra things.
You know what didn't make the list?
What's that?
What I make.
What do you make?
You don't know what I make
for Thanksgiving? Potato salad?
A potato salad.
Yeah, your potato salad's really good.
It's really good.
Okay, how about a Jell-O mold turkey? Evidently, Jell-O mold turkeys is a really big deal for Thanksgiving. If you Google Jell-O mold turkeys, there's tons and tons of pictures.
Yeah.
Of that. So that would you want to get into a Jell-O mold turkey thing?
Nah.
How about Thanksgiving flavored gumballs?
That sounds yucky.
So you wouldn't want to get like a piece of gum and chew it up and it'd be like a turkey or cranberry or pumpkin pie?
That's almost like bean me.
Bean me? Hey, listen, I'd rather have some of those than some of the ones that are on there.
You wouldn't want to eat a turkey gumball.
What about a Cajun spin on Thanksgiving and they do a gator stuffing? Would you be interested in that?
No.
Okay, last but not least, Tina, you ready? What about turkey cake? Now, it looks like a carrot cake from the outside, but it's actually layered with layers of sweet potato and turkey and has a mashed potato frosting.
That sounds nasty.
If somebody served this, I'd eat it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would eat this. No. And I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like it has like dressing in it too.
It's something about looking like something, but tasting like something
different. It does look like a carrot cake.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
But it's turkey. It reminds me of that episode of Friends. I know you don't know that. It's a layer of lady fingers.
No, I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't think I would eat it because in my mind, it should be really good because I like cake.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it'd be good.
Okay. All right. I've got a couple of.
You still got stuff to talk about?
I've got a couple of Thanksgiving news items. You know, typically we do weird news and we don't really talk about articles. We don't read the articles, we just give headlines. But for Thanksgiving, I'm going to give you some context to these. And get your opinion on them. Okay, Tina? First thing is this. ABC has reported. Now, all of these have come from ABC. All right? ABC has a whole list of Thanksgiving news items, which is where I pulled these from. It's just information sake. First is ABC is reporting that Thanksgiving dinner will cost less this year. Reason being, because staples like turkey and cranberries are priced lower than last year, mm-hmm. because they had shortages and pandemic price surges previous years. So cheaper Thanksgiving meal.
We hope so. Okay, yeah. That's good.
You feel good about that? Well, you were saying the other day that you thought that even the price of ham was cheaper.
I think so. Lily bought a half a ham the other day and it wasn't much money at all.
Yeah, she took it to a Friendsgiving.
She got her mama to cook it, and they liked it. We like the fat ham. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but that's the kind of ham we prefer.
Shout out. I'm glad you're pro fat ham. All right, here's the next news item from ABC, ABC News. TSA, do you know what TSA is? All right, air travel.
Oh.
Anything air travel related, okay? TSA expects more than 30 million travelers over the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's a lot.
So 30 million people flying. I am thankful. That is one thing I'm thankful for, that we've never had to travel a great deal. Now, when we lived out of town, we had to travel some. Mm-hmm. But now we don't really travel that far at all because we just go like 30 minutes to my sister's house. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful for that because if I think it required much more traveling, we just wouldn't go. We'd just stay home.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. Have you heard the story of the Thanksgiving? This happened several years ago. It was a grandmother who was inviting her grandson, and she accidentally texted the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Well, the person came over, mm-hmm. And then this has been going on for 7 years. So for 7 years, they've been getting together. This random text message turned into a friendship. The guy came by himself, and then I think I saw a year or two ago that he got married.
Oh, yeah.
And he started bringing his wife? New wife.
That's very nice.
With them. And it's just this neat story of a friendship and a bond that was created by an accidental text message. Well, evidently, this grandma is teaming up with Airbnb, and she's going to somehow or another partner with them and cook meals with two random strangers that come to this Airbnb. And I guess they don't have anybody else to have Thanksgiving with, so they're gonna come to an Airbnb and spend Thanksgiving with her.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
Would you?
I wouldn't. We've invited people to our family thing, but they're generally
we know them.
Like, I've done it. My sisters have done it. My mom's done it. You know, invited people to come in and be a part of our family, like holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving kind of things. I'm fine with that. But I don't know, though. If I knew that there was somebody, if there was a family that had no one to spend that holiday with, I'd probably invite them. You wouldn't? I can tell in your face you wouldn't. If y'all can see her on Spotify right now, she doesn't want to say she wouldn't invite him, but she wouldn't invite him.
If I don't know him?
Yeah.
No. That's tough for me to think about.
Okay. Well, that's what this, her last name's Dench. Wanda Dench. Hmm. So, that's what she's doing.
President Carter's wife died.
Yeah, I did see that, Rosalind. Yes. Died at age 96. So, okay, last thing I wanted to mention here about Thanksgiving. You and I, was it Thanksgiving?
You got to tell me what you're saying.
Well, I think it was Thanksgiving. You and I, many, many, many years ago, it was when we did have to travel. Lily was young. Unfortunately, our pastor had been sick. The pastor that we worked for when we were in LaGrange had been sick. We came here, and the day before Thanksgiving, we found out that he'd passed away. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get up the next day and drive back to the church and just kind of deal with that. And so that particular year, we didn't do Thanksgiving with our family, but instead, we had a very pleasant, a very nice Thanksgiving dinner at Cracker Barrel. And though I would not want to do that all the time, I know there are families that choose that. They choose to go to restaurants. They choose to do Thanksgiving because they don't want to, you know, I've heard some mamas say, yo, I'm not cooking and slaving all these hours for a 15-minute meal. And so they'll choose to go to a restaurant. And so I actually have a list of some restaurants that are open for Thanksgiving that I was just going to share in case that was an option for some people. Okay. Applebee's is one. Applebee's. Now, I can't say that this is like a universal list, so maybe there's some local differences, but Applebee's is saying that they're going to be open. Mm-hmm. There's a couple more. Golden Corral.
Yeah, we don't have one of them.
I miss it, though. There's one in Augusta. Mm-hmm. I love a Golden Corral. Nobody else in my life except for Steven loves it, but
funny Steven loves it, too.
Metro Diner, which is one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Metro Diner.
We went there Friday.
Yeah.
And they already got their Thanksgiving, turkey meals out. You can go ahead and start getting turkey now.
And evidently, you can pre-order, and they'll do a Thanksgiving meal for you prepared. Mm-hmm. Here's your favorite, Tina, Red Lobster.
I do love Red Lobster.
Red Lobster is going to be open.
Good for you, Red Lobster.
Ruth's Chris. which we don't have any of those. I know Cracker, this isn't on the list, but I know Cracker Barrel will be open, and Dunkin' Donuts.
And Waffle House?
Waffle House is normally always open. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts will be open.
Really?
I saw a sign. They had a big sign outside.
Oh, you've been going to Dunkin' a couple times this week.
I went there twice this week to get coffee. I was, it was tasty, too. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Well, I went once, and then I had extra money from the first time I went when I put it on the app, so I went again.
What'd you get?
Just a coffee.
Was it good?
Yes. Delicious.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, Tina, do you have a wow for us today? Do you want to wow us with some wow-tastic knowledge?
Yeah, let's do the wow. I got to find it. We should do a Thanksgiving one, though.
Do you have a Thanksgiving wow?
I don't know. Look one up.
You want me to? You're not prepared with a Thanksgiving wow?
Just thought.
All right. Well, let me. While you do that,
I just thought while we were talking about it.
All right. Well, why don't you look? I've got one more thing I can talk about. I wasn't going to.
That we should be thankful.
I wasn't going to, but I will talk about this. It's very random. But you said earlier the phrase off-putting, and I thought for a second, is it off-putting? Or is it off-putting? Is it off-putting or is it off-putting?
Well, listen.
Like P-U-T-T-I-N-G or P-U-D-D-I-N-G?
I thought it'd be pudding. Like, like you eat pudding.
Well, I
totally believe that's what I thought.
I really was unsure of
what I said.
Of if it was off-putting. Okay. Or off-putting.
Okay.
And so the word is off-putting, like P-U-T-T-I-N-G. And so here's kind of an idea. We often speak of words we consider off-putting, such as moist, irregardless, and hopeful, used as a sentence adverb, that we never really pause to consider the word off-putting itself. Well, before, off-putting was the word of choice to describe your ex's manner of chewing their toast or the color of the previous tenant your apartment painted the bathroom. It had another meaning, which was procrastinating. This sense, now quite uncommon, is mostly found in the Scottish, used between the late 19th and 20th century. So what we say use the word off-putting for isn't necessarily the way that it originated, but it's just kind of what has become. But if people were wondering, it's not pudding, like a tasty treat. And I want to just say this about pudding. It doesn't get the respect it deserves. I think pudding should be part of the Thanksgiving festivities. Actually, it is. Geez, green stuff is a... I take that back. Pudding is at the top of the list. The green stuff that G makes is pudding, and it's delicious. Anyway, I'm glad we settled that. I'm glad that there was some time for me to get into that, because I searched it while you were talking, but I didn't think I was going to be able to squeeze it in, and... just like my pants this morning, I was able to squeeze it in. Okay. Anyway, Tina, are you ready for us?
Yes.
All right. Give us a wow for today.
Since it's Thanksgiving this week,
okay,
I wanted to do a thankful one. So in Psalms 107, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to do.
You know, I think this is a good thing, and I'll just say this really quickly as we get ready to wrap this up. There is something about being thankful, and I know that we get to a season like this, and people are, you know, they're like doing the whole. I haven't seen it a whole lot this year. I've seen some people like they post something that they're thankful for every single day of the month, mm-hmm. But truth be told. I think there is a spiritual renewal and healing that happens when we are purposely thankful. I'm just going to give you an example. A couple weeks ago, I was you know, people just get in moods sometimes, you know what I mean? And I was in a mood, and I was mad about everything, and everything was wrong, and, you know, it was just one of those things. And we've all been there. We've been in that place. And so I went into my time with the Lord, and I had a whole list of things that I was just going to just be like, why hadn't you taken care of this, Lord? Why is this happening? I need this to happen. But that particular day, the only thing that I did was just sit there and list all the things that I could think of that I was thankful for. And I just sat there, and I would think of some stuff, and then I'd just sit there, and I wouldn't complain, I wouldn't fuss, I wouldn't gripe, and then I'd think of some more stuff, and I'd say, thank you for that, Lord, thank you for this, Lord. And I just spent that whole time, I didn't ask for one thing during that whole prayer time. I just sat there the entire time, just being thankful. And there got to be a moment in that where I felt like there was a switch in my attitude and in my countenance, where I even had tears, like, man, you know, I've got more to be thankful for than I have to be upset about. And so being thankful is, you know, and I know that people know this, but being thankful is much more than a holiday. It's more than something that happens in November. It's a place that we should constantly be. And you and I in our devotions, you know, we write three things that we're thankful for every single day. Sometimes it's not as easy.
It's not.
It's not as easy to do as it is to fill out the prayer request side.
I agree.
Like, the prayer request side is always easy to fill out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I get to the three things that I'm thankful for that day, and I just sit there and like, man, what am I going to write? Like, how many times can I say I'm thankful for my house and I'm thankful for food to eat? You know what I mean? But if you'll keep thankfulness inside of you, or inside in your, you know, in front of you, it will change your perspective. So it is, when you say give thanks to the Lord, man, we should do that, and do that on a regular and continual basis, because it adds value. It helps, especially if you're in a bad place, especially if you're negative, mm-hmm. especially if you've got a lot of stuff going on. The Lord knows all that stuff. Man, why don't you just, like, take 20 minutes, take 15 minutes, and write down everything you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. Just pray, you know, take a couple minutes and just pray and say, Lord, here's all the stuff I'm thankful for. And just see if it'll change the way you think about your day and your situation.
That's good.
So, anywho.
That was so good.
Yeah. Well, Tina, I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
I love you.
I love you,
and,
too.
And thankful for the life that we have. Thankful for the people that jump on here every single week. Check out the podcast. I'm thankful for when they ask why we don't have a podcast. They're going to be really excited that we got back-to-back week episodes this week.
And it's good. It's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
It made it.
It made the cut, we hope. We'll see what happens when we get done here. But, man, we are thankful for you. Hope that you have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving holiday, whatever it is that you are doing, whatever it is that you will be consuming your time with. Hope that you're with people you love, you care about. And if you're not, Tina doesn't want you to come to our house, but you can.
If I know you, you're welcome anytime.
You know, I don't even have to know you, but Tina's not going to like it that you came. But you're welcome. Anyway, ma'am, we hope that you have a wonderful one. Listen, I'd love for you to make sure, if you haven't done so already, whatever platform you're listening on, make sure you hit the follow button, subscribe button. And, man, tell your friends about the podcast. Let them know what it is that you're doing, how you spend your drive, or whatever it is that you do. Maybe you listen at work.
Cleaning the house,
whatever it may be. And, man, we'd love for you to help us share the word about the podcast. All right. Well, guys, hope you have a wonderful one. We look forward to hanging out with you again very soon.
We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.